I'm Laura Winters. The White House is singing a different tune. At Friday's daily briefing, White House Counsel spokesman Ian Sams taking to the podium and fielding many, many questions about President Biden's memory. He rejects the special counsel's report, which details specific issues with the president's recall. Sams says Robert Hur should not have said the president is an elderly man with a poor memory. Listen.
The conduct of the investigation throughout and the gratuitous comments in the report are troubling and they're inappropriate. But I think that the finding was the obvious one because it's the truth.
And during an event at the White House Friday, Vice President Kamala Harris offering her opinion of the detailed, almost 400-page report.
When it comes to the role and responsibility of a prosecutor in a situation like that, we should expect that there would be a higher level of integrity than what we saw.
Now, all of this comes on the heels of the mistakes the president made again during his rare primetime news conference Thursday night at the White House. While defending his own memory, President Biden confusing the president of Mexico with the president of Egypt.
Initially, the president of Mexico, Sisi, did not want to open up the gate to allow humanitarian material to get in. I talked to him.
Sports fans all across the country gearing up for the Super Bowl on Sunday, people buying plenty of snacks and adult beverages ahead of the big game in Las Vegas, and the Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas says plans in place to deal with any trouble.
All of us in the department, alongside our federal, state, and local partners, are working to ensure that the 65,000 people attending Super Bowl 58 and the millions of people gathering together and enjoying the game across the country are all safe.
This is USA News.
Hey, here's a question. After you wear your clothes, you toss them in the washing machine, right? Nobody wants to wear dirty clothes. So how come you don't throw your shoes in the washing machine when they get dirty? I mean, come on. Your shoes are touching the filthy ground all day long. Gross. But with Skechers, you can. Because most Skechers are machine washable. That's right. Skechers are specially made so you can toss them right in the washing machine and keep them clean and looking new. And when they look new, you can confidently wear them longer. That's less shoes you're going to want to throw away, which means less waste. And it'll save you tons of dough. I love that. Plus, machine washable Skechers are for the whole family, men, women, and kids. So when your kids get their shoes dirty, oh, and we know they will, just wash them. Brilliant! And even our latest technology, new hands-free Skechers slip-ins, are washable. You just step right in and go without bending down or even touching your shoes. So give your Skechers the same treatment you give your clothes. Just toss them in the washing machine and keep them looking brand spanking new. Buy machine washable Skechers at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear happens to be sold.
As we continue our coverage here on USA News of the Super Bowl coming up tomorrow on Sunday, we turn to USA's John Schaefer, who's in Las Vegas, monitoring the price of tickets. And if you're solo, you could get in on a great deal.
While it might seem odd to be seated alone during the event, Adam Budelli of StubHub suggests that purchasing single tickets could offer the most favorable deal available.
Sometimes going by yourself may sound strange going to a sporting event, but I can assure you there's probably 70,000 plus other sports fans that you could high-five during the game.
Additionally, he says it's wise to wait until days before the game, as prices typically decrease during that time. Lastly, be vigilant for hidden fees. Ensure that you activate the all-inclusive pricing feature in your ticket search so you can accurately gauge the final cost after fees are added, avoiding any potential deception regarding affordability. I'm John Schaefer.
To Capitol Hill now, where Republicans are looking to take another vote to impeach Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. USA's Tim Berg reports.
House Republicans are planning to take another shot at impeaching the Homeland Security Secretary next week. House Majority Leader Steve Scalise will return to Congress after undergoing treatment for blood cancer, giving Republicans another vote in the effort to impeach DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas for his handling of the border. I'm Tim Berg.
And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.